USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another Democrat may be joining the very crowded race for the party's presidential nomination. California environmentalist and hedge fund billionaire Tom Steyer has said in the past that he will not be running in 2020, but reports are that may be changing. As sources tell Politico, Steyer plans to officially launch a White House run, perhaps as early as tomorrow. A Georgia deputy is dead and a suspect is hospitalized and other suspects still on the run after a Sunday night incident when a stolen vehicle led to a gunfight. Derek Booth is a spokesman for the Hall County Sheriff's Office.
The agency as a whole is taking it hard, as any law enforcement agency does when it loses an officer or deputy, and processing through that, but no closure now with suspects still on the loose.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.